Hi everyone, welcome back to the Logical Bible Study Podcast. And today we're looking at a passage from Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 15. So as always, we'll start by reading the passage and then we'll jump into the text and see if we can unpack it a little bit. So Matthew 9, verse 14 to 15. John's disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then they will fast." So that's it. That's our short reading for today from Matthew chapter 9. So whenever you're doing an exegesis of the literal sense of the text, you always want to start by asking what has happened just before this. What's the context? And so just before this, Jesus has been sitting in his hometown of Capernaum and he's been engaging with the Pharisees. So some disciples of John arrive. So this is John the Baptist we're talking about. So John has his own disciples. He's a popular teacher and he developed quite a large following. And so he had an inner group of disciples that followed the teachings of John and followed him around. Now, by this point, John has been imprisoned, but he still has followers who apparently can visit him every now and then. So they ask Jesus, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" So both John the Baptist and the Pharisees taught that fasting was an important spiritual discipline. And so their followers, both the Pharisees' followers and the disciples, the John the Baptist disciples, did fasting. And it was actually one of the three basic practices of Jewish piety at that time. So chapter 12, verse 8, says that fasting is sort of an expected behavior for Jews. The reason is because it turns their attention to spiritual things. And so it was actually quite common. Most people did fast. So it would seem strange to them to have a supposed prophet of God here, which is what Jesus was basically appeared to be. But he's apparently not requiring his own disciples to do that. So it does seem a little strange to them. Technically, fasting in that culture was actually only required once a year on the Day of Atonement. So the Torah says you have to fast on this day. That's in Leviticus 16, verse 29. So that was the minimum, but the Pharisees practiced it twice a week as a mark of devotion. And probably John's disciples did it quite often as well as a sign of repentance. So notice John the Baptist's disciples are coming here. Even after he's imprisoned, they continue to follow his teachings. So they're having this ascetic way of life and they fast, just as he did probably. And they're looking on just Jesus' disciples with suspicion, because they're eating and they're feasting basically with tax collectors. So all of this would seem to imply to John's disciples that Jesus and his disciples are not really committed to holiness. So it's a fair question that they ask Jesus here. Now notice what they don't say, okay? They don't come to Jesus and say, "Why do you command your disciples not to fast?" So it appears that Jesus isn't telling his disciples not to fast. He's not saying don't fast. But it looks like some of Jesus' disciples were just choosing not to fast and he wasn't forcing it on them. And that sounds about right. Jesus allowed for a diversity of expression amongst his disciples. If you think about it, he had a zealot. One of his disciples was a zealot, which is quite a radical political group at that time. So he had Jews of all different inclinations and persuasions in his group, and apparently some of them are choosing not to fast. But what's the reason here? And as we'll unpack it a little bit, fasting not only carries this idea of repentance, fasting also has kind of a note of sadness. If you're fasting, you're in a way kind of sad. And as Jesus is about to describe, that's not really a focus of his ministry. This sadness sort of thing would be a little out of place in his ministry. And that's why most of his disciples appear to be choosing not to fast. So Jesus answers their question, "Why do your disciples choose not to fast?" with a rhetorical question of his own. And all of his hearers would have known what the answer to this rhetorical question was. So here's what he says in response. "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them." So let's unpack that a bit. We're dealing with a wedding scene here. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then they will fast. So Jesus says, bridegroom's attendants don't think of mourning when the groom is with them, but then when the groom leaves, then they fast. So what's going on here? So in that culture, well, Jesus is making a comparison between himself and the way that Jewish weddings worked in that culture. So as part of Jewish weddings, the groom had attendants, or sort of helpers, who would assist him in getting ready for the wedding. And those attendants would celebrate while the groom is with them. It was a really joyful time while the attendants are there with the groom. And they wouldn't fast. It's a joyful occasion. But eventually the groom would leave with his bride after the wedding ceremony. They would actually leave after it was all over. And the attendants would generally be quite sad. They would mourn and fast after their groom that they so loved had left. So given that, what's Jesus saying about himself? He's implying things like this. He's basically saying, I am like the groom. My disciples are like the attendants. My disciples celebrate and spend as much time with me as possible while I'm here. But soon I'll be taken away and they will then be sad and mourn. So it's an interesting connection, isn't it? So Jesus here is basically making a subtle prophecy about his own death. He's saying that, yeah, I'm here now and they're celebrating, but I won't be with them forever. So there's that aspect of it. There's also perhaps some Old Testament echoes here. In the Old Testament, it speaks of God himself being the bridegroom. So Isaiah chapter 54 and Hosea chapter 2 talk about God being the bridegroom. So perhaps Jesus here is implying that he wants to be seen as God in a way that could be legitimate. So what's his overall answer to the question of why his disciples don't fast? It's something like this. I haven't got a problem with fasting in principle, but it's not the appropriate time for my disciples to fast. They will fast in the future. And we know that Jesus hasn't got a problem with fasting because in the Sermon on the Mount, which was earlier in Matthew, he actually says, when you fast, do it this way. So he expects his disciples to fast eventually, but not while he's with them. That's the teaching here. Because it's a joyful occasion while he's with them. Once he's taken away, then it's the appropriate time to fast. Now, Jesus could also be hinting on a deeper level here. It's not entirely clear, but given what the rest of the New Testament says, it's possible that Jesus is hinting on a deeper spiritual level that he literally is a groom. Jesus is a groom, and he is literally getting ready for a wedding. Obviously, Paul unpacks that theme of Jesus being the groom and the church being the bride, and the book of Revelation talks about that as well. So maybe Jesus is hinting at his own upcoming wedding, maybe. Now, there's no specific catechism references to this version of the passage, so we'll leave the podcast there for today. Hopefully you learned something new, and please tune in again tomorrow.